You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Check 1, 2. Check. Give me a check. Check.
Check 3, 4.
Check. Good levels.
Check 5, 6.
Good levels. Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. Oh, that died out. I am Chris Crespo. Yes, keep it up. That's right. And then, good days. Hanging out with Juicy Guyman, Drew.
What up, dude? I'm here.
You get the co-host polite applause.
The polite applause.
The Ed McMahon
because
applause.
Because I'm not that good.
The Andy Richter, what's up? No, people love the co-host, man. You love it. That part, baby. How's it going, dude?
Good, man. Here, yep. talking
movies, talking weekend movies.
Talking the shit movie.
Talking summer movies. During the summers, we like to do bonus episodes of the bigger movies. More people see them. Oh. So it makes more sense, I suppose. So we saw Rough Night. That's what it says right there in the title. The spoiler bonus episode. If you haven't seen the movie yet, and you care about spoilers, stop listening. Stop listening. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
There, no, that was not what I wanted. I wanted more. Spoiler alert. There you go. That's more of a warning, right?
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. Now people 100%. Know. We'll be talking about them deets. For example, Scarlett Johansson. That scene where she got shot in the face. That was crazy.
Didn't happen.
Man.
It would have been very much more very bad things, which is what I thought it was going to be.
Thought it was going to be a little crazier.
Yeah, the trailers showed. I mean, I knew it was going to be more low key, but it's the same basic plot of very bad things.
Absolutely, group of friends getting together. I mean, as basic as it gets, group of friends get together, hire a sex worker. Sex worker dies in their ages.
Yes,
and.
And then hilarity / and or insanity
tragedy.
Ensues.
Hilarity / tragedy ensues in equal measure. Pretty much both movies, but yeah, very bad things gets very dark.
It gets dark, and then it just keeps getting darker and darker and darker, as opposed to this movie where it gets a little dark.
It's pretty
but
dark.
But then instantly funny to make sure that we're not going dark.
It doesn't commit, I feel like. We're in. That's just no. Trying to do well, I feel like they're trying to do a lot of things with this movie.
Well, definitely,
there were a lot of subplots going on, little threads.
There were. Where do you want to start? you want to just start at the beginning?
Well, yeah, you said off mic that you thought the best scene was the opening.
I thought the funniest scene was the opening scene,
which is the frat house.
Yeah, frat house. Like introduce the characters. It's college.
It's a Halloween beer pong.
Halloween
tournament.
Beer pong tournament, 2006.
No girls ever won the Halloween beer pong.
Yeah, what the
tournament.
Fuck was that? This is for womankind. What kind this of nonsense is that?
It's setting up what the movie is all about. It's chicks. Let's do this for chicks. It is co-written and directed by one of the. I don't know if she's the creator of Broad City, but she's like
one of them.
One of the main writers, and like one. She's an improv comic. Her name's like Lucia something, and Yellow. She's like an improv comic who got into like writing and directing behind the scenes and stuff like that. So she's one of the people behind Broad City. That's why I was expecting Abby Hoffman to show up at some point. Cut. Who knows? There is at least one shot in the trailer that's on the movie. The one where they're driving down the street with the body in the car and a bunch of people everywhere.
It looks like some sort of gay pride parade or something.
And
because
he
totally had the dead man's erection.
It totally cut that out.
And some dude totally slapped him high five.
Probably a good reason to cut that out.
Yeah.
It has that feel, too, sort of, in the way of the humor of that show. Because it's also the dude who plays the fiancé.
Yes.
Whatever the character's name was.
That guy.
I have it right here. I'm trying to pull out the app. It won't just come on, tap it. Oh, yeah. Damn it. No, I'm still not going to try to... That's why you're supposed to have a computer be doing these things, man. I can't be doing everything. You're right.
You should have told me.
You're right. You are bad at your job.
I told you.
Should have told you.
I am bad at my job.
Including bonus episodes, we're closing in on 400 total within a few months here.
Paul W. Downs played Peter.
Thank you, Paul W. Downs. Played Peter, co-wrote the movie with Lucia and Yellow. I believe they are a duo, husband-wife.
Sure.
Something of some sort. That happens a lot. Remember, you've seen those trailers for the Kamel new Johnny movie? What's it called? The one with Ray Romano and Holly Hunt? You haven't seen the trailer?
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes, I have.
Where he's, you know, the Pakistani dude.
Yeah, the white girl.
And the culture crash.
She goes into American News coma.
Culture crash. Yeah. He co-wrote that with his wife, Emily Gordon, and to the point where the characters in the movie are named Kumail and Emily.
Like that.
That type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway.
So he's pretty much playing himself.
Yeah. Well, I think they may be telling a fairly true story. Who knows? It starts with them, so you introduce the characters real quick, and you get a sense of the... Where they're going with the humor, because you got the costumes, the big titty costumes.
Big titty costumes. Scarlett Johansson is a weed Girl Scout.
Weed Girl Scout, and
what's her face?
Jillian Bell. Jillian
Alice?
Bell?
Will not play Alice? Yeah. Alice. She's dressed up as a princess.
Jillian Bell? Yes, she is dressed up as a princess. And the two dudes that they're playing, one of them's dressed like Borat, and the other one's dressed like Luke Wilson in Royal Tenenbaums, which was deep cut. Throwing me off. I was like, what? That is crazy.
Yep, but hey, man, you know those nerd boys like to go deep cuts on their Halloween costumes.
They are a bunch of nerdos.
Which brings me to another... Why were the men in this movie so strange?
Because that's...
It's like, all the dudes in this movie were super fucking weird.
Maybe that's how women see...
That group of dudes?
Maybe that's how women see female characters written in movies like this.
Okay. So that's how they rate the male characters?
Yeah, maybe they're flipping some sort of perspective that we're not noticing. And they're like, well, this is what it's like typically when we watch a movie.
Okay.
All the dudes are fucking, this is how they're portrayed. It was weird.
It was funny, though.
It felt like a flip.
Yeah.
Because here's what I thought was going to happen. All right. So Scarlett Johansson's character.
Whatever her name is.
Just a boring fucking name.
Yeah, they've all got pretty boring names.
Jess is after that opening scene where you find out they're best friends forever and they're back in the dorm room, her and the other two that are like a lesbian couple, but it's a college lesbian couple where college, you know, one of them goes off and into their heteronormative life and the other one's still, like trying to cling to. And they're like, we'll be friends forever. Smash cut to 10 years later. They're all like, you know,
apart, living, doing different things.
Duh, because it's life. And Jess is running for
Senate?
You state Senate?
But she's like...
She's got to be 31, 32 years old.
Yeah, but she also looks like she's like camera retarded.
Yeah, she has terrible... they portray her as having terrible camera presence and like just being stiff and pulled as unlikable. And it's... which is... All right. That's a weird setup.
Yeah,
right? How did she get to that part? That they're so fast.
Don't know.
So, right, that's strange. And then, so the point is that we meet her husband to be, played by this guy.
What's his name again?
Peter. Peter and Jess. They thought really hard on those names.
Yep.
And he's like super, like you said, he's like the best dude ever.
He's like a dream boyfriend type of situation. He's super bland white guy.
Super bland white guy who goes over to out of his way to make sure she's fine, you know, and she loves him for it, blah, blah, blah. But then they're going off on their own separate vacations. And we know the movie's Rough Night. We know shit's going to go bad on her Miami side. And he's like, bye-bye, you know, driving off. I'm like, what kind of crazy? They're going to cut to him, but like, it's going to be even crazier. It's going to... But they flip
it. But no, yeah, they cut to him, and it's five dudes sitting in a room. Wine tasting with some weird European man.
Yeah, he's like, this one is chilled. That was funny.
And the dudes... It's supposed to be Downs. What, his friends are... Who the fuck? Patrick Carlisle, whoever the fuck that is.
I don't know, Downs. One's played by...
Eric Andre.
Andre, which is awesome.
Bo Burnham. and Hasan Minhaj.
Hasan Minhaj.
I've seen him on the Daily Show.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
I've seen him on the Daily Show.
So,
you know,
you see a lot of these people.
No, exactly. They're up and coming comedians.
Yeah.
Are all of his friends. But when I saw Bo Burnham, I was like, what the fuck is going on? What's he doing in this movie? Why is he in a movie?
And they're all like, I mean, they're purposely portraying him as like the more feminine, like,
yes.
Like the ladies are woo, partying it up, doing drugs. And the dudes are like, oh, you shouldn't worry. Yeah. It's okay.
Because they're all the ladies are doing drugs. They, at one point in time, Scarlett Johansson hugs the Frankie character, played by the chick from Broad City.
Alana Glazer.
Uh-huh. And she's like, wow, you smell good. She's like, I got a half pound of weed in my bra.
Yeah. Yeah, all the way in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
And then, that was probably the first real laugh I had in the movie was when they're in the airport. And they break out the bottle of champagne. It's like, this is a party. And they pop the cork.
And everybody drops.
It's around gunshot.
Like, oh,
that was a bad. That's probably a bad idea. That listed a genuine laugh. There were a few laughs, I thought.
Well, definitely. I mean, like the first time you saw Ty Burrell and Demi Moore, I was like, what?
Yeah.
The actual fuck is going on here?
I was like, oh shit. And that they're like purposely naked and like, they're swingers. Right away.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're swingers, super creepy.
And they kept going with that. That played a lot into the plot when they end up trying to
infiltrate
their house and everything. I think
the first time I initially laughed was when we saw Roger, is that his name? What the fuck is his name?
Which one?
Scarlett Johansson's boyfriend? Peter.
Roger.
When they're just sitting there talking about their day and they're like getting ready to have sex. And she's like, but I've got all these things to do. And he's just like, all right, I'm just going. You're going to do that? All right. I'm going to go into the shower, masturbate, and then go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I like had to stop myself from laughing out loud because nobody else laughed at that. Because it was a thing full of ladies.
Yeah.
That was for the dudes who happened to be there.
There were a good amount of ladies, and they're a younger crowd, too. Yeah. Definitely skewed younger. And not too many people laughed at that. More people laughed at her character's reaction to being like, oh, you're the best, he's so sweet, blah, blah. They're like, ah, they're definitely, but that was funny too.
Yeah, that one was for the guys. I think that whole Peter weird subplot was kind of for the dudes, because that was fucking insane.
It would end up getting ridiculous.
Because you meet him up, and then out of nowhere, like, they're talking on the phone, and then, like, the shit goes down.
Well, after the shit goes down.
Yeah, they're talking on the phone, and, like, he thinks, for some reason, that she doesn't want to marry him anymore.
Because of a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And then her phone is broken and taken away from her.
So
they can't get in touch.
So they do the whole thing. Bo Burnham's like, you should go get her, man.
You go sad astronaut.
You go sad astronaut. Tells the whole story about, you know, the lady here in Florida.
Here in Florida. She was from Texas.
Yeah, but she came here to Florida.
Yeah, she had to come here because the couple, the dude was here.
Exactly. Yeah. So
that's a case of the crazy being imported to Florida. That happens, see? Florida gets a lot of shit,
Florida gets a lot of shit in this movie. We'll talk about that at the end, though.
Yeah, sure. There, so they talk about it a lot. He goes that astronaut, that whole subplot of him that
the whole
diaper.
He puts on the diapers. Diaper. First, putting on diapers, taking the expired Russian Adderall, which is basically meth.
Yeah.
Then he stops at the gas station, has to do all the weird things to make money.
That was a funny sequence.
First gets propositioned to buy meth, and then to blow the dude for $15.
The random trucker. Yeah.
Cleans some windows, makes a little bit of money, and then at the end...
First he's cleaning the windows, real quick though. First he's cleaning the windows, and then...
But very efficiently, because he's high on Adderall.
He's high on Adderall. So when the truck pulls up, he just like hops on once, like a monkey. And they do it all in one shot. He just does it. Like, I was like, wow, I wonder how many takes it took him to do that in a diaper the whole time.
Seriously, while he was doing that, I was looking at the dude in the truck, and that dude was smiling the whole time.
Yeah, he was like, what the fuck is this? So then he offered to sell him meth. He said no.
Yeah.
Asked if he wanted to blow him for $15.
Yeah. He's like, no.
Another guy pulls up to go clean this window.
Asks, do you have any meth?
No. First he asks, can I suck your dick?
Can I suck your dick for $15?
No, not even.
Let me suck your dick. He's like, no, thank you. No. Do you have any meth? And he's like, actually?
As a matter of fact.
So that's how it brings that somewhere. Goes in, they do the little switch, and then at the end, before he leaves, he does the nice thing, and he's like, hey, I've got somebody you should meet, and he hooks him up.
He does.
So now the trucker can get his blowjobs, the dude can suck some dick, and they can, you know, Duke can get his meth, homeboy can sell his meth.
I wonder if that guy ended up, probably ended up getting it for free. He was willing to pay $15 for a blowjob. The guy was going to do it for free. You never know. Never offer to give blowjobs for free. Always be like, you got $15? You're going to do it, right?
Yeah. But I mean,
yeah, and then he takes, and then he hits the bump of meth. Yeah, so and that caused to buy the meth to sell to the dude to be the middle guy. He had to do a bump to prove he wasn't a cop,
which I thought was really funny.
Listen to Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, which I thought was really funny because he was already on meth, Adderall, and then he did more meth.
Yeah,
and he was drinking Red Bull.
Yeah,
I've been there. They did it pretty. They did it justice.
You felt the, when he was like got out. He was trying to use the car.
The whole everything. I can relate. And actually, all of the drug use in this movie was done very well.
Like when
and very convincingly.
Like when the girls their first night out, they get to their first place to eat dinner. The only place to eat dinner eventually, right? As it turns out, because everything goes south pretty quickly. And Frankie picks up coke from the busboy. so they start doing coke immediately.
Yeah.
And it was pretty.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah.
They were like all making crazy faces. And,
licking their teeth and doing the whole fucking numb thing. Like, oh wow,
Scarlett Johansson's character was all like, oh, that's disgusting. He's like, give me another bottle. Immediately, just no more. Then from that point on, it was like they were doing coke and
smoking weed.
What else was going on? Was there any more
amphetamine? Lots of alcohol. No.
Just alcohol?
Yeah. Not on their end.
They go to a club, just a basic club scene, right? That's what happened in that scene other than, oh, the tampon. It's when they talk about
the tampon thing.
The
move.
The move. The signal.
Yes.
And
for creepy dudes.
And then also during this time, we're meeting Kate McKinnon's Australian character.
Yes. Because she gets, you know, I guess she, because Scarlett Johansson goes away for a couple semesters to Australia, meets this other person.
This Australian chick. And so then the, like, one of the, quote, emotional or, you know, the character elements of the movie is how she's like super close friends with this Australian chick, and that bugs Alice because Alice is like, oh, we're supposed to be best friends, but we never see each other anymore. So that's like the whole movie. It's very obvious how that's on the tension is from that, from Alice trying to dominate the time and not even caring so much that the other two friends are there. Like, she's happy that there are, but if they weren't, she wouldn't care. She just wants to hang out with
Scarlett Johansson,
with her homie. And then like in the beginning, it's like, oh, it's your weekend, blah blah, here's all this shit and here's a card, don't read it now, I'll just find some time to read it later. And I was immediately like, oh,
that's gonna be it.
That's gonna be a very, she's going to choose to read it at a very emotional, crucial moment in their relationship, and it's going to change
everything.
It's going to change everything, and sure enough, it does, of course. Because we've seen movies. So these are how movies work. And
simple movie tropes.
So, yes, conventions, etc., etc. And let's see. So I'm trying to. Yeah, so they're in the club. We meet the Australian. There's the tension.
They party up a little bit.
They party it up. They're getting drunk. This is our tampon. When tampon's a word that we use, blah, 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 because that ends up being a plot point later.
And then back to the house.
But while they're at the club, Zoe Kravitz,
who's
going through a divorce,
is like, we should get a stripper.
We need to get us a stripper. A scripper. They leave the job to Frankie for some reason. And because she's obviously like the least capable of all of them,
of course.
And she just straight up hires an escort off Craigslist without a face picture, apparently,
just a dick pic.
Because they're chilling at the house and there's a knock at the door,
and it's dude
who they assume it's stripper.
Yes,
the scripper.
Uh huh.
But it turns out it's not.
Totally not. Yeah.
Right. It turns out, and that's why explains why he shows up. He's acting weird. He's like, right. And he doesn't know what he's doing. It was a real, real strange bit.
Yeah, and then
it turns out he's a part of a trio.
Yeah, well,
Diamond Rock. Well, I want to get to this though. Okay, he's a trio of diamond robbers. So right?
Near the end, you find out that he's part of a trio of bank, because all of a sudden, they hear a phone. They hear something, and they find
his jacket. They kill him later, they find his jacket.
They kill him. They try to dispose of the body. Hilarity. Blah 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 blah. Blah. At the end, jacket's still in the house. It's got a phone in it. Fucking homeboy from The Wire, right?
Is he from The Wire?
What was he from?
D- Dean Winters. You mean that white guy?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, Dean Winters.
He's from a bunch of stuff.
Anyway, him, he shows up with some other dude.
Yeah, some other guy.
And they pretend to be police officers.
Right, but it turns out...
they're diamond robbers.
And they're part of a trio.
Yeah.
And that dude turned on them, took the diamonds, the 2 million diamonds, and was running away with it. My question is, so in the beginning, when the girls are chilling, and then there's like a knock at the door, right?
Yeah.
Dude's just knocking on random doors?
Maybe.
What's his plan? What's he doing? Anyone could have...
Maybe find out if they... His plan was probably come inside, fucking find out if somebody lets me inside, then I can either take their car or their blah, 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 or yada, 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 maybe hole up here.
But instead,
he becomes stripper.
He totally plays into the thing. Like, all right, I'll be your stripper. He just starts doing it.
Yeah.
That's a weird little... But yeah, so that's what happens. And then Julian Bell jumps on him, hits his head on the corner of the thing. Yep. Crack pretty much kills him right away. If it hits you right in the right spot, did it break his neck? Right, or there's a lot of blood. What killed him?
I mean, it probably... If that corner hit him right at the base of the skull, it probably just separated his fucking spinal cord from his... for his brainstem right there. Just boom, dead. It's over.
Broken right there.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah. So he's dead, just like it's shown in the trailer. They show a lot in the trailer.
Yeah, they do.
They move the body around because of the glass house. Yep. And like a pizza guy shows up, so they have to move the body behind the couch. But then there's like glass on the other side, and a guy's dog from the beach runs up to the house. And they're like, shit, we have to hide this body. So they put it in the closet, which is where the...
sex swing is.
The sex swing is, right? So they... and earlier in the movie, they're like going through the house.
And they
like,
see a sex swing.
They see a sex swing, and she's like, my donor. Like, this is... like no way my donor did this, blah, blah, blah. She kept making a reference to her donor, the person who donated the house, or lets them use it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we can't... like, the carpet and all the shit, blah, blah, blah. She made a big deal about this person.
But we never see that person.
Never saw it. Never comes into play. It's no part of that. That felt weird. Right?
Yeah.
That was weird. And, so, but it's because they moved the body is why then they're accessory after the fact and possible involuntary manslaughter. And the lawyer uncle, Zoe Kravitz's lawyer uncle, judge uncle, was he a judge or lawyer?
Lawyer.
Was like, I'm telling you the same thing I told Rob Lowe.
If there's no body, there's no case. And it's like, oh, damn, Rob Lowe.
So they try to jet ski the body out onto the water, but I knew right away like they didn't go far enough.
No, they went 10 feet out. No, exactly. They went out maybe 100 yards. Maybe.
Guys,
you got to go way out there.
Really far out there. And they're like, we put rocks in his pants. Like, and he still would have gone off like 20 feet.
Yeah.
So the body washes back up. Which is the thing, too. So in the trailer, that's the thing with marketing. You see in the trailer, they do all the stuff with the body and like the bodies in the car that we never see that scene when it's driving through the parade or whatever.
Yeah.
So I know the body's coming back, unless they come up with a different body, but there's no way. Will they come up with another body? But then it washes it up. And there's, right, that leads us back to the swinger, which is then it ends up being a red herring, non-sequitur, 10, 15 minutes of nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
In the end, just a joke, because the they see security cameras pointing towards the beach on the... are they neighbors? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, the neighbors. Yeah, next door neighbors.
Next door neighbors.
Because they had to go there to pick up the keys.
The swinger couple. Yeah, they got the keys from them. And they knew that Zoe Kravitz was their favorite one. Uh-huh. What did they say? It's like our French girl.
Yes.
Turks and Caicos. Like, oh, so that was really, a really creepy line. And she's like, I want my fantasies being caught on a security camera footage.
Yes.
So she gets them to do a three-way
outside
on the security camera, and then while her friends are watching next door, and then she's like, "All right, how about that footage?" And they're like, "What footage? There's no footage."
Yeah, that's because cameras don't have
camera. Those cameras don't work. So it's like, and then what?
So Zoe Kravitz had a three-way with Ty Burrell and Demi Moore.
And Demi Moore had a three-way with an older couple.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Fantastic. Weird.
While her friends watch.
Yes.
The whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Presumably.
Yes.
That's a weird thing to do.
It is.
But then it didn't mean anything. It's a big nothing.
Uh-huh. It's just a joke.
It's like the...
it's a big setup for a funny ha-ha.
For a funny ha-ha, that means she's just sitting on the toilet, presumably peeing out all a bunch of, you know...
fluids.
And being like... half traumatized, half like
half enlightened,
like in love or enlightened.
Yeah,
that was weird. And that was just like, this means nothing. This and the donor of the house, that means nothing. So many things add up to nothing. were there different drafts that were going on? Like, why is there so much? But it ultimately, it does kind of add up to so little. Like, I like the movie, but not enough to be like, oh, everyone, you got to go see this movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, it had funny jokes.
It had some funny jokes.
It was refreshing to see Scarlett Johansson in a comedy, because I don't think she's ever done that before.
She's on a few, but yeah, she's good in this one.
She was all right. I mean, she was pretty much playing the straight man.
She was. That is true.
So
she was the one that had to be like, because she was a workaholic. Mm-hmm. She's the one that
running
had to
for
be,
Senate.
Running for Senate. She had to be pried away from her work. I'm like, look, we're gonna have fun. Blah blah blah. I'm trying to see. Let me see what comedy she was in. She was in Captain America: Civil War.
That was funny.
That was hysterical. She was in The Girl with the Pearl Earring.
I don't think that was too funny.
That was great. Let's see. Hail Caesar. She had that one role in Hail Caesar where she talked like this.
Yeah,
see, I'm an old-timey lady. She was in Don John. It's sort of a rom-com. Dude-com.
You're right.
Under the Skin was hysterical. We Bought a Zoo. Did that have jokes? That might have.
I mean, it's not Damon Family movie.
The Nanny Diaries, is that a joke?
Don't know.
She was in... You think I would know more movies off the top of my head? She straddles the line. She's done some movies that have had comedic elements, but not straight-up comedies. Like Lost in Translation, and Egg-Legged Freaks, and The Man Who Wasn't There. She was in Home Alone 3, apparently. We have to watch Home Alone 3. Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was fun. The group was fun. They had a good dynamic. I don't know. Why did I like it more?
Maybe because
the trailer gave away a lot?
Trailer gave away a lot. Comedy is subjective. It's definitely geared more towards the female demographic. Yeah. Because the crowd was laughing a lot more at parts that I wasn't, and I was laughing on the inside during parts that the crowd was not.
That happens a lot during... those crowded screenings, so I found it's interesting. I'm in touch with my feminine side.
I mean, yeah. I get it. I mean, we went and saw that movie.
I'm enlightened.
It's fine. It just wasn't all that great. It was... I mean, I'd say it was definitely above average.
Slightly above average. I would put it at... average is 5 out of 10, I would put it at 6 out of 10.
But I'm not going to tell you to run out and go see it in theaters.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, wait till it comes out on Redbox. When it comes on TV, if you haven't seen it, it'll be good for a Saturday afternoon.
If it's streaming on a service you're already paying for.
Yeah, might as well, you know, pop it on. You want to chuckle a couple times.
Pop it on. That's
not awful. I mean,
Kate McKinnon's funny.
I was about to say Kate McKinnon's funny. If you're into any of these lady comedians,
yeah,
they're all doing their thing. So
that is the thing. They're all doing, like, their thing, too.
Yeah.
So now you know what you're getting when you go into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets into a sort of, not necessarily thrillery thing, but you know, that the bad guys show up at the end, there's guns and all this stuff.
Yeah, but it is still a straight-up comedy. Not at one point in time did I think any bodily harm was going to come to any of the main characters.
Scarlett Johansson does go straight-up. Lucy Ghost in the Shell, though, when she jumps off the balcony with the gun, and she's like, jumping out of the dude.
Yeah.
I was expecting her to all of a sudden be slow motion, and it'd be like Ghost in the Shell. The robe comes off, she's got the suit on, she's pointing the gun, gets all four perfect shots.
Four, boom, and then, and then it's smash cut to like a little bit later, end of the fucking movie. And at the end they're like, yeah, you know, we murdered a dude and tried to dispose of a body and did all this stuff, but apparently they're good murders in Florida.
Yeah.
And so we don't get prosecuted.
Yeah, they call
it. Which was a fucking straight slam.
A lot of Florida slams, they're talking about it. They use a lot of real references to things.
Yeah.
Which I found, I was like, this is odd. You know, you don't see that so often in movies. Like they're saying, like, this is set in the real world. This is set in the same world as the one you're living in now, in which these stories happen. Novak, was that her name? Lisa Novak?
Yeah.
I think that was an astronaut's name. They reference that. They reference that lady in Tampa who got sent to prison for firing her warning shot.
Oh yeah, no.
That happened during the all the Stand Your Ground hoopla. That shit's showing them. Double standard racism of the criminal justice system. That's not just Florida. Oh my goodness,
that's everywhere.
That is everywhere. And they referenced something else too that happened. I can't remember. Anyway, they referenced a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
and then they shit on Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why?
At the very end,
like, why?
Just to make sure.
Why you gotta be shit on Florida?
Why? Because we're a We're nice comical scapegoat.
Yeah, they just the peanut butter and how you guys doing over there? I'm not gonna finish that. I was gonna say, but I'm not gonna. Guys, Florida's cool. I like it here.
I mean, your whole family relocated.
Pretty much, it's great weather. The whole family. Some's in like North Carolina now.
Well, I'm talking.
There's still some in Jersey.
Your immediate blood relatives.
My blood relatives. Yes, the blood. The blood's all here. The clan.
Mother, father, the brother.
The clan.
The Crystal Clan.
Why are you just like putting all my personal shit out there? What's
the clan?
Why are you doing that?
I'm just saying.
You
said you love Florida. I just commented that the clan loves Florida too.
Yeah, I said I love Florida. And then you're just like, here's personal. You want to put out my personal address as well? Here's my social security number. 224 dash. Well, I'm looking at a piece of paper like it's actually written down. like it was a prop. Like we're on camera here. We're all right. Camera.
Here you go.
The webcam's dead.
What?
The webcam on my laptop doesn't work. That's why I'm not worried about someone spying on me with a laptop.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Man. The camera's broken.
I'm not sure. I've never actually used my laptop cam. I don't know if it works or not. I forget that it even exists.
Oh, they're watching. They're watching you then.
Sucks for them.
They're watching you touch yourself. So,
like I said, sucks for them.
Let's wrap it up. Rough Night. It was funny. It had jokes. We liked it, but not
too much.
Not over the moon about it, unfortunately. I mean,
would I ever watch it again? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't seek it out. If it was on Comedy Central and there was nothing else on.
But if there's nothing else on, then it doesn't matter if it's on. It doesn't matter what's on.
Yeah,
if there's nothing else on. It's actually.
And it's on.
It is part of the nothing else on.
Yeah, it's part of nothing else on. It's part of the white noise. So it could play in the background while I like, use my phone and stuff. While I tweet. And I can look up every now and then. Like, oh, movie. And then back to tweeting.
Is that how it works?
I think that's the value of this movie. Yeah. Overall value of it.
Background
noise.
Background tweet music.
Background tweet. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Oh, well. Anything else you want to say about The Rough Nights? Saw some interesting trailers in front of it.
Did we?
The Mountain Between Us, a.k.a. The Mountain.
Oh, yeah, The Mountain Between Us, followed by The Gunslinger.
Followed by The Gunslinger, a.k.a. The Dark Tower.
Which is two Idris Elba movies.
First Idris Elba helps Kate Winslet survive a plane crash.
Yes.
And then Idris Elba helps
a boy fight the Man in Black.
Yeah. Or does the boy help him?
I don't know. We'll see. Because remember, that stuff's not technically based on the books. It's what, a sequel?
It is. It's a sequel.
It's a weird sequel, sidequel.
Several times, and I can't figure out what's going
right?
on.
Right? It's a sequel, sidequel, alternate reality.
And, yeah.
Is it part of the Dark... Are we having a Dark Tower multiverse? Is that what's going on here?
It is supposed to build to a TV show.
Is this like the new 52?
This is like an introduction to a TV show.
Rebirth.
This is like a super expensive pilot episode.
Is this Dark Tower Rebirth?
It's Dark Tower. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is what it is.
Okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that's precisely what it is. They're gonna do.
It's like we're taking established characters. We're gonna use a lot of the stuff that you know.
And here's what they're gonna do.
But we're gonna change it all too.
Here's what I would do based on their model. They're doing the movie, and then the movie leads into a TV show. One of the seasons of the TV show would be a telling of like the original seven books somehow.
What?
Because there's seven books. So they're doing at least one movie, and then maybe right away go right into the TV show for the rest of the story.
So, I mean, are we getting the same characters in the TV show?
Possibly. Yeah, McConaughey's done HBO.
I mean, yeah, no, I know.
I just saw, but it was Luther.
Well, no, exactly. Well, and he's done.
He's come from TV.
Exactly, a lot. He came from TV.
Yeah, these guys can
over in jolly old England.
They keep doing it, but if you go based on a book, spoiler alert: Man in Black doesn't last that far into. He's like, that's just a personification of the evil.
Mm-hmm.
There's other versions. There's a TikTok man, and there's the ultimate.
Well, actually, that could work out in everybody's favor, because then, you know, McConaughey maybe would be more inclined to do it if he's not tied to fucking however many goddamn seasons.
And there's a whole bunch of seasons. Yeah, he wouldn't be. That character would not be. But who knows? Maybe they would, because it's a whole new thing. It's an old thing, but now we're talking about something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Tangent.
Tangential. Okay, anything else? No, I don't think so. Drew's thinking. funniest joke. She thought the best scene was the opening scene.
Yeah, no. No, I got nothing.
And, yeah, well, there you go. A lot of penis jokes. Like penis gags, like Bachelorette Party penis gags.
Yes. Penis everything.
Penis nose, glasses, and mm-hmm. penis tiara, and...
half-eaten penis,
penis pasta.
Dry pasta.
Penis pastas. Pee-pee pastas. Papa pee Papa pee-pees. Papas.
What? Excuse me? We should just end it now. All right? Okay. End it at the lowest point, because if we get worse than that, then, I mean, why even continue?
Might as well just drag the gas can into the studio and just proceed to burn the whole place down.
Might as well.
Might as well, if it gets any lower than this.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.